Yeah, I'm curious, since you mentioned traveling to New York somewhat regularly, probably for markets, how did things change when the Apparel Mart was built?
Well, the Apparel Mart was here. It's just, Neiman's didn't do that much buying at the Apparel Mart. They were aware the buyers would go into the Apparel Mart, but we had a buying office in New York. And so we kind of use more established merchants than just different young designers or merchants that came into the Apparel Mart. But I know we carried at Neiman's Howard Wolf, which is how I got introduced to Neiman's, not introduced, but into the merchandising part. And there were designers from California that showed at the Dallas Apparel Mart, but not everybody did. So sometimes it was necessary for one of the buyers, especially those that had the really casual, more Hawaiian vacation type designs needed for their department, they would go to the West Coast. I was strictly women's dresses and suits, and so I went to New York.
And were there designers or manufacturers in New York that, with your buying, you especially enjoyed working with?
Well, yes, there were lots of. They were all wonderful. They cooperated with the needs of a buyer like me and the store, and were really helpful in getting anything that I purchased into the store as quickly as possible, because it also gave them an idea of what might be trending for the next month or 6 months. Because Neiman's was a trendsetter. So they took information from what was selling in the store at Neiman Marcus and then extended that out into whatever they were going to present. Now, when we got into the couture department, that was a different story. They had ideas, and they had runway shows, and we went to those runway shows and took our numbers, and sometimes they were produced and sometimes they were not. Sometimes they were just showpieces. So the second floor was a different story.
Mm-hmm.
The one I really enjoyed was my fourth floor.